We have big problems. Global climate change, national gun violence, the housing crisis here at home. But we only solve anything if Congress finally starts working together. Sarah Jacobs. Her approach? Listen to everyone. Take the best ideas. Do the work. She did that at the State Department, UNICEF, and Fighting Childhood Poverty here in San Diego. And she'll bring that approach to Congress. We don't have time for partisan bickering. We need to actually get things done. It must be nice for Amy Kennedy. She gets paid millions by drug companies who keep raising our prescription drug prices. Uses her foundation to fund her millionaire lifestyle instead of helping addicts recover. It must be nice for Amy Kennedy. But we know a phony, entitled elitist when we see one. Senator Perdue had a choice. Protect us or protect insurance companies. He chose insurance companies. Perdue voted to allow insurance companies to deny coverage for pre-existing conditions. He even said he was all in on raising premiums for people with pre-existing conditions. As cases surge in Georgia, Perdue's still looking out for insurance companies instead of 1.8 million Georgians. Tell Perdue, protect Georgians with pre-existing conditions. There's nothing little about the impact small business makes on our economy. Almost 97% of employers in the state are small businesses. And one man has spent his entire career doing big things for our small businesses. Senator Scott LeBeau. With a lifetime National Federation of Independent Business voting record of 91%, Scott LeBeau is the voice of small business. And as small businesses struggle with skyrocketing healthcare costs, Scott LeBeau's leadership and support have never been more crucial. Whether you own a small business or you're employed by one, vote for Scott LeBeau for U.S. Senator on June 26th. Scott LeBeau, doing big things for small business.